looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Well, Sydney's North Shore train line has reopened in the early hours of this morning. You may have noticed it's been closed for 11 days to allow workers to undertake the biggest track maintenance work on the Harbour Bridge in its 88-year history. I bet you didn't know that. Susanna Holden is the Acting Chief Executive of Sydney Trains, and she joins me on the line. Susanna, thank you for your time.
Pleasure, Chris, and good morning to all your listeners.
Now, I was coming home sometimes during the Christmas period very late at night over the Harbour Bridge, and there were workers swarming across that track. This was a 24/7 project, wasn't it?
It was huge, and I think you weren't the only one that noticed that. We had a lot of people out on the bridge and a lot of heavy equipment doing quite unique work, and it's been a project that has been many years in the making, so we're all slightly relieved to get to the other side of it.
So it was about replacing the timber deck, wasn't it?
Correct, yes. So we've replaced it with actually a series of concrete slabs that were each individually manufactured. They're all quite unique, but 266 three-ton slabs had to go down over the bridge during this project, and it really has been choreographed. Each one needed to drop every 15 minutes, so it was scheduled. It was tightly scheduled.
How many human beings involved in this?
We had about 150 people. We had 12,000, in fact, with externals closer to 400, which is probably what you would have seen as well running around on the bridge. We had 12,000 hours of labour on the bridge over the 10 days, so it's been phenomenal.
How many trains run across the bridge each day?
So every day we have 450 trains. So when the bridge closed, we clearly had to do quite significant rescheduling. So it obviously impacts people on the North Shore, but it also impacts everybody across the network as well. And some of our commuters and customers wouldn't necessarily have appreciated that if you come in from the west, the bridge impacts your journey because of the way that the network is integrated. So it has had an impact, a significant impact on our customers over the last 10 days, and we're very grateful for the patience that all of our customers have shown.
Staff have been wearing masks. Commuters need to wear them. Are they heeding the advice?
They are. I would certainly say the majority of our customers now are wearing masks. It's probably around the 75-80%. We'd like to see that higher.
Great.
But that stepped up very quickly. And people, I would say all of our customers really are trying to do the right thing, which is great. And we've also continued with the green dots to make sure that customers also physically distance. And that's also really important. And hand hygiene and touching of high surfaces. We've still got hundreds of extra hours of cleaning going into making sure all of our stations and trains are immaculate.
Reassuring. Fantastic to have you on the program. Thank you for your time.
Pleasure, Chris. Thank you.
Okay, Susanna Holden, Acting Chief Executive of Sydney Trains.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.